This is the WHTC Morning News with Gary Stevens on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
818 in downtown Holland. Good morning with Gary Stevens. I am Scott Watson. We are joined on the phone this morning by former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. He is running for the governor in the state of Michigan. Why in the world, given this political climate, former chief, would you want to do a thing like that?
You know, Scott, that's a great question, and I'm oftentimes asked it. You know, I've been a public servant for 44 years, and I got to tell you, I love serving people. I've had the good fortune and was blessed to serve as the chief of police in three cities over 12 years, and then the lion's share of my career in Los Angeles. But I'll tell you, I sat back, you know, after the summer of 2020, you know, we saw cities burning. Certainly the polarized nature of everything that's going on, both at the state and at the national level. And I couldn't just sit back. And I made a conscious decision that I wanted to continue to serve, but just in a different way, and really bring folks together. And that was it. I tell you, Scott, a day doesn't go by when people say, I don't know why you would do it, but thank you. It takes a lot of courage. And so, you know, having been in law enforcement, I guess dodging bullets is one thing, but this political world is very different, I must say. But I'm excited. There's certainly a lot of momentum. As I've traveled the state, a lot of people are excited about the candidacy, and they're really looking for something different. And one of the things that's top on my list is certainly leadership. I've had the good fortune to be a crisis manager, crisis leader, through a lot of difficult situations over the years. And we need a unifier. And, you know, a lot of politicians talk about unifying and collaboration and what that looks like. But I've demonstrated it. I've gone through it, whether it was the summer of 2020 or whether it was many times while in L.A. So I'm excited. People are excited. And certainly I don't get too excited about polls, Scott. I mean, you know, they show me in a neck and neck with Governor Whitmer. They show me leading the GOP side right now. But I will tell you, one of the things that's encouraging, in one poll, it showed me with independents, 17% ahead of Whitmer. So I look at that as opportunity. How we go about reaching out to Michiganders and really listening and finding out what changes they want.
He is former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. Chief, I have to tell you, when I found out you and I were going to be visiting, I reached out to a buddy of mine who, and I don't have permission to use his name, but his name is Tim. He served under your command in Cincinnati, and he sent me back a picture of you.
Oh, wow.
And he and Paul Humphreys. And he said to say, he's a good guy. I'd vote for him. So your former commands named Tim, he said you would remember Paul Humphreys, and you may not remember him, but I thought that was fun.
Paul, yeah, that is fun. And, Paul, great guy. And I got to tell you, I have so much love in the cities I've worked. And, you know, it was funny. I'm probably one of the only people that predicted that in the Super Bowl it was going to be the Bengals and the Rams. I knew it. Now, don't ask me who I think is going to win. But, you know, I've had a and so I'm excited for both teams. But, you know, just the one thing I want your listeners to know, in addition, you know, I'm not myopic just looking at the world through the lens of policing. But my platform, you know, certainly leadership's critical because, you know, I know the governor ran on fix the damn roads. Well, in order to fix the damn roads, we got to fix the administration. And it's really going to take leadership, bringing a talented team together to get the things that we need to get done. Certainly, public safety is close to everybody's heart. I don't care what part of the nation we're talking. You know, we have a progressive judge in a couple of our counties. And one has made a decision that she will no longer charge felony firearm, and you wonder why we see an increase in violence. So education, I'm passionate about it. You know, as a state, we're not doing well in public schools with K through 12. And I know a lot of people talk about our literacy rate. That ties into my next area, which is economic development. How can we compete and sustain businesses if we don't have young adults coming out with the basic education?
You mentioned mentioned unification, and we're visiting with former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. He's a candidate on the Republican side for governor. We do live in such a segregated deal. Rich, poor, yes. Black, white, east side of the state, west side of the state. You are an African-American candidate who is a Republican. Not unheard of, but not altogether that different. Talk to me about the reality of the division and being an African-American candidate from Detroit. Does that help?
You know, I hate to put race in it. I have a lot of these conversations. The fact is I've worked in a lot of different demographics, and I think that's prepared me for this. As I like to tell people, you know, growing up in Detroit, parents were lifelong Democrats. Heck, I was a lifelong Democrat. But, you know, starting in law enforcement at 19 years old, and my parents, while Democrats, were conservatives. And, you know, most men and women who serve in policing are conservative.
Sure.
So I can honestly say I've been a conservative, you know, all of my professional life. It wasn't until later in my career that I transitioned from a Democrat to a Republican. I tell you what I think gives me an advantage because, and it has nothing to do with race, but it has more to do with the person. So, you know, when you look at places like Wayne County, the city of Detroit, Democrat enclaves, Republicans generally don't do well. But part of my messaging in Detroit, you know, I had a great support here in the city of Detroit. People appreciated my transparency, the integrity. And so the message has got to be simple. You know me. I'm branded in Detroit. Support me. A person first, party second. I've had so many come up to me, many African-Americans in the city, who say, look, I'm a Democrat. He said, but I know you. I saw your body of work. I know your commitment. And I'm voting for you. And my dad told me something that really resonated with me. He said, you know, son, I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I voted for a Republican governor twice. And I asked, I said, why? He said, I voted for a Republican governor because I believed in that person. And it was about person over party. And so, you know, I understand that people have an aversion to politics and politicians. Heck, I have all my career. But again, I stressed at the beginning of this segment that I'm a public servant as opposed to a public servant. And we know political servants tend to go whatever way the wind is blowing. And I'm going to take a position, and it's going to be a position about who I am. And I know we're not going to be able to make everyone happy. But I'm excited. I'm excited about the opportunities that are ahead. And what we can certainly bring to the great state of Michigan.
I've got 15 seconds left. If you win, what's the first thing you'll do as governor?
First thing I'm going to do, I talked about leadership. I'm going to fix the administration because, as I said, I did it in Detroit. Detroit PD was broken. We got to get this administration ramped up. We got to build an effective team and go to work. And those three areas I talked about, public safety, education, economic growth. And I'm going to defend those things and that drive our economy, which is manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism. Big three things. We have to be competitive, and we got to keep our talent here in Michigan.
He is former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. We are grateful for the visit. Thanks for stopping by on WHTC.
Hey, thanks so much. Look forward to talking to you next time.